okay, for more than 40 years, we've kind of lived with an ambiguity in the Texas statute, and that ambiguity has been magnified by a Texas Attorney General opinion from March of 1983. That Attorney General's opinion has been cited and referenced on the Texas Secretary of State website for many years with a warning to seek advice of counsel. The new amendment that was drafted now provides for an exclusion for a foreign entity that is acting as a governing person of a domestic entity or foreign entity registered to transact business in Texas. That exclusion is for registration of that foreign entity to transact business in Texas. So if the only thing that a general partner or a managing member is doing is acting as a governing person of the of a Texas limited partnership or a Texas limited liability company or a foreign entity registered to transact business in Texas, if all they're doing is acting as a governing person, they don't necessarily have to qualify to do business in Texas after this amendment goes into effect. So that cures that ambiguity. The pandemic and all of the government shutdowns that we experienced here in the recent past and that prevented in-person meetings and travel and otherwise caused lots of havoc, that illustrated some of the inadequacies of the current provisions of the TBOC in Chapter 3, Subchapter F, relating to emergency provisions. So these provisions have been amended in this bill. And like Delaware, which made some amendments last year during the middle of the pandemic, we've expanded the definition of emergency events to include epidemic, pandemic, hurricane, tornado, civil disturbance, governmental emergency declarations, other emergency situations. The provisions relating to governing document provisions that apply only during an emergency period have also been revised and clarified. And they can be adopted by the governing persons and owners, and they can limit or prohibit various specified procedural requirements for meetings of governing persons during an emergency period. So it makes it easier for a corporation or an LLC to have meetings of the board of directors or the managers during an emergency period. A new provision was added that also gives the governing authority of the Texas entity the power to take emergency actions, which is a defined term, during the emergency period without satisfying specified procedural requirements for meetings of governing persons. So if you're unable to communicate with everybody on the board of directors and you can't establish a quorum through a phone call, if you can during the emergency have a meeting of those that are able to have a meeting, then that can be, that action can be taken. However, any emergency actions are protected only if they're taken in good faith and based on a reasonable belief that they are in the entity's best interest. So it's not a wide open checkbook for someone to take action during an emergency. Another provision intended to ease meetings was adopted and passed and relates to virtual shareholder meetings by means of remote communication. So it's a provision in Chapter 21 of the TBOC. It relaxes the rules on shareholder meetings somewhat to match the Delaware General Corporation Law requirements. Some of the vendors who offer shareholder meeting platforms, their platforms did not satisfy the owner participation standards of the pre-existing TBOC provisions. And some public corporations were reluctant to adopt new bylaws to address this deficiency and to override the TBOC requirements. So the standard now, after these amendments, provides that participating shareholders or proxy holders must have reasonable opportunity to vote at the meeting and to read or hear meeting proceedings substantially concurrently with those proceedings. That's very similar now to the way the Delaware General Corporation Law reads. Okay, moving on to another group of amendments relating to determinations of solvency in the connection with the distribution to owners of limited partnerships and LLCs. There aren't any real detailed provisions like there are in the corporate provisions of the TBOC for protection of board of directors. So it was important, it was decided it was important to add similar protections for governing persons of limited partnerships and LLCs. The new provisions authorize the governing persons to rely on financial statements, financial information, projections, and fair valuations, including international accounting standards. So it's not just GAAP, but international accounting standards can also be used as a basis on the financial statements. So you use those financial statements to determine the entity's assets and liabilities and determine whether the entity is solvent for purposes of making a distribution to its owners. In another change, similar to corporations, which have always had a two-year statute of limitations, there now is a two-year statute of limitations for claims against owners of limited partnerships or LLCs who receive any impermissible distributions while the entity is insolvent. So you can't make a claim against those owners or members who receive those distributions after the two-year statute of limitations.